What's goody goody, guys? Imagine I started off like that. Just kidding. Hello and welcome to La Joteria Podcast. I'm Jesse, and today we will be talking about dick. Big fat dick. No, I'm just kidding. We're not talking about dick. We're actually talking about dating, which is not very different, but it somewhat is. So I'm on OkCupid now. I've been on the app on and off for some time, but recently I have had time, so I'm on it. And also, I've been on Grindr, as you know, that's like my famous one. But now I'm trying OkCupid, and off the bat, if you haven't tried it, it's very whitewashed. Like, the majority of the people on there are white, and unless you like that, but anyway, I've chatted with some men recently, and it's all right. It's not the best, but I'm honestly getting really disappointed, and I'm losing hope because I feel like a lot of these guys are not real. A lot of these accounts look like they're fake. All their bodies are like super fucking toned. They're like in Europe all the time. Where are these people? I don't understand. Like, it's really bizarre. If you're on it and you see me, you know, hello. Also, what's everybody else's experience with it? Have you had any luck? I think it's really interesting and cool how queerness is now a little bit more mainstream in regards to dating apps. There are a bunch of gender options, a lot of preferences, so I think that's pretty cool. So I want to, you know, talk about the good stuff the apps have as well. But I think one key distinguishing factor is that it is kind of more discreet than Grindr. Grindr's a little bit more like in your face, like, you know, dick pics like are the regular. But on OkCupid, it's a little bit more reserved and a little bit more towards meeting somebody that you're going to date or whatever. So then I really like that there are a bunch of questions. So then it matches you on, you know, compatibility or whatever. So I try to swipe right to people who are like 70% compatible or above. But sometimes if they're really hot, then I'll do it anyway. It'll be like 50%. But anyway, so other than virtually dating, I have been open to friends setting me up. Right now, it's more of like my friend is setting me up to get some dick. But I, you know, the whole point is setting up. So friend setups, I think, are going to be my go-to now. I think I might be on the app for just fun, but like for in real life, I think I would like to be set up by a friend. And here's why. One, this is an actual person. You're not being catfished. You know that somebody you know and trust knows them. And two, wait, this is kind of a con, but anyway, it is a good thing that somebody knows them, but at the same time, it is a con because somebody knows them. So if you date them and it doesn't work out, you know, it's kind of like you have to keep seeing them. But another reason why I like it is that you kind of get to know what kind of your, like, what your friends think of you. So it's like the people that they're hooking you up with, it's like, it hasn't happened to me a lot, but I know that it has happened to a lot of other people, and the stories are not good. They're usually like, okay, so I told my friend I was single or whatever, and then they were like, oh, you gotta meet this person. Shit like that. And then it turns out that they totally do not click or do not match. So I'm gonna start telling my friends that if they know somebody that's cute, gay, or queer, and that is open to dating, and that is not fucking married, then like set me up. I think that would be cool. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to also do in real life stuff, but it's a little bit more complicated. So I have My friend is older than me. He's around his 50s. He's pretty cool. I love him. I just met him like 3 months ago. And I think the cool thing about gay people, well, at least older gay people, is that they're so, I don't know, I feel like they've lived through a lot. So a lot of what their being is like, I don't know, I just feel like such protection from them and such connection. So anyway, he's older. I started hitting on him like really aggressively. I was like, I think you're really cute. We exchanged numbers or whatever. And then I was like texting him like, you should come over, I'm alone, blah blah blah. He ended up giving me like the whole like, I think you're cool but you're too young for me type shit. Long story short, he's a bottom. And I don't think he wants to admit that fully. He says he's versed, but I think he's a bottom. And I think that's the reason why we didn't, you know, click. And he was trying to play it as a friend. But anyway, I am very excited that this guy is now my friend and is not somebody that I hooked up with, because I need that right now. I need mentorship. I need somebody that I can learn from. And boy, am I learning. There is some shit that I was like, okay, I thought I was doing some shit. Well, this is some like extra shit, which I love. So I think that's where I'm at. It's like I'm doing OkCupid, Grindr, or whatever, blah blah blah. And then I'm also doing like my friends. So I regress. Now, so my friend has hooked me up with two people, primarily just to fuck, which is cool with me. But they haven't been the best. They're also older. I've only met one, but the other I've only texted him and we've only like called each other, but that's it. But I had to tell my friend, like, dude, like, you're hooking me up with fucking really old people. And not to be old, like ageist or anything, I love older people. I just said that I love their, you know, their knowledge and their connection and their wisdom. But sometimes you don't want to fuck like your deal that's 60. And I was like, really? Like, what the fuck? Like, you're setting me up with these men? And he has really good heart and he's really good at like, you know, being there to have like whole talks and shit. But that was just a little too far for me. Like, I dated somebody who was 60, but like there were a lot of pluses and I felt like really connected to him or whatever. But I think that's where I cannot go further, 60 plus. And one of them, I swear to God, he sounded like my grandpa. And no shade, you know, but I was like, no dude, like this is not gonna work. So it definitely has been a fucking hard miss, but I think I'm going to extend this to the rest of my friends and, you know, kind of see. Because I feel like my next boyfriend is out there. I just have to meet him in an organic way. And I know by me saying, like, set me up, it's not organic. But I think it is more organic than fucking meeting people on the internet that I'm tired of. And it's a waste of fucking time. And I think it's really cool to be like old school again and meet people how we used to meet people, through people. And that's all I have to say for today. I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm back and these stories will keep coming on like regular now. So yeah, so thank you for listening and I'll catch you next time.